When people go through a difficult period in their life, they're faced with challenge or sadness, and they face it as a Jew faces adversity through turning to Hashem and Tefillah, and they learn new depths of emunah and bitachon. A lot of times we see that people like that, they can now talk for hours on the topic, where before their struggle, emunah meant belief, and that was about it. Now they can expound on the application of emunah, the extent of emunah, the difficulty of acquiring emunah, how to work on it, how it affects every area of your life, how it changes your outlook on so many things. Emunah, for them, turned into a sugya, something which requires full-time devotion and study. And this is what Hashem asks of every Jew. Learn the topic, acquire emunah, don't fear me, milumada. From habit, with the default knee-jerk reflex answers that we heard as children. We tend to think of Mussar as a safer yelling at us, you know, for being bad or encouraging us to do what's right. And as far as what we need to do itself, we say, look, I know what this is what I'm supposed to do. But the truth is that our knowledge is very basic, and the question we're dealing with, namely our lives, is a very complex question. And we can't consider what we know knowledge. Would anybody ever fool themselves in life that way? For example, someone, Loyalenu, has a serious medical issue. Something's really hurting him. So what does he do? He goes and he Googles his symptoms, right? He gets a whole bunch of different kind of diagnoses online. And he thinks that Googling a question in medicine should be sufficient. And based on his research, he self-medicates and treats himself. So how long do you think that fellow will remain healthy? You need a doctor, someone who's an expert in the field, right? So without dedicating the time to learning Mussar, what we're doing is we're applying the short two-line results that we get from Google without even reading through the whole article. Like everything else in life, superficial knowledge only goes so far. And how much more so? Entire and Avodas Hashem. To address the last and final question, how is it that Mussar directly affect us? Does sitting and learning Mussar or listening to a 5-minute clip, will that change us? Can that possibly have a serious effect on our lives? So I think that more than anything else, when we learn Mussar, we begin to think. We begin to take life seriously. And the value of that can't be underestimated. We begin to ponder what we're doing, what's really happening around us, why we do what we do. And once we begin to think, everything improves. As the Mesillas Yesharim says in the first chapter of Zahiris, the Yetzirah, the world-renowned expert on human nature, knows that if a person would stop even for a short moment and think, he would begin to ponder and question everything he does, until in a short while, he would totally revamp his whole approach. What's more, we'll learn, Be'ez Hashem, in this Sefer, B'vavi Mishkan Evna, that we need an approach to Avodas Hashem. We can try and tackle different areas of mitzvahs and our weak points, but it tends to be without direction and without a plan. And Avodas Hashem is a lifelong work, and it needs a blueprint, and it needs an approach. Every house has a foundation, and when the foundation is laid properly, it can be built upon. Eventually, when the house is constructed, we can focus on specifics, you know, light fixtures, window dressings, and so on. But there has to be a construct to work around and to work with. And that's Mussar. It gives us a framework and an approach to life. How will our midas improve? How will we develop more patience? If our whole approach to life changes, if we start living with certain key points to guide us, we'll have the inspiration and motivation to change every aspect of our lives. So to summarize, yes, we know the basic concepts, but we don't really appreciate them. We don't feel them. We don't truly understand their depth and their relevance. We also have to develop methods of acquiring these yesodos. Are the concepts simple? Yes, superficially, but once we begin thinking about them, we can go on for years. Why do we need to prioritize Mussar? Because that it's the ultimate obligation we have to fear Hashem, to love Hashem, and to connect to Hashem. And without learning how it's done, it doesn't come naturally. And lastly, how will this affect us on a day-to-day basis? Through learning Mussar, we'll develop a plan and approach to Avodas Hashem, which will change our whole outlook on life and make us into different people. Mirtz Hashem, next week, we'll begin to learn the first chapter of Sefer Bilvavi, Mishkan Evne, of the first volume of that sefer, and that chapter is titled Birur Tachlas Achaim, which means clarifying the point of life. A PDF file that contains the first chapter in the original Hebrew is available for download on our website, www.devarmusar.com. If you want to learn the content inside, we won't be reading the actual language of the sefer, we'll just try to translate the content. And Amir Sashem will begin next week. Have a great Shabbos.